ticket.
Who's in the lead? Could I buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How Will You Feed? Brought to you by
Rucon.
Well, look who's here. It is two illustrious broadcasters, if ever there were.
Yes, we have Craig from KTKK Radio.
And Gordon Dallas. From KCTK.
And Grogdon Queef from KTC in Dallas.
Yeah, Corby's not that strong a speller, as you can tell by his last tweet.
So
he
I get up.
Can't even curse. With the proper spelling.
I get up and go make water into the wee-wee hut. And I come back to see
what you're talking about.
That my last two tweets were three. The following. Oh, three? Oh, yeah, there's one. First one, I'm not entirely straight. Followed 1 minute later with, my nuts don't smell right. Followed 1 minute after that with, I do this show for my own butt.
So why are you tweeting those
things?
Yeah,
I don't understand why you would want to share those thoughts that you have.
I do this show for my own butt.
Yes.
Bottom.
I've always thought that about you.
And the funniest
and
part is
tweet it.
The funniest part is that someone took a screenshot from the internet feed of Gordon on my computer with this really devilish look, like on my computer.
That's
what
the
a
sound,
rookie move.
That's the sound Satan makes when he's kind of planning something.
Such a rookie move too,
planting
on my part,
and
to get up,
yeah,
with him next to me, sitting 1 foot away, with Twitter wide open, free and easy.
Yes,
anything goes.
I had nothing to do with those tweets. This is the old Jean-Jacques defense, you know?
Right.
This is what media people do.
Yeah. He just picked the closest guy to the computer,
yeah,
which was you,
yeah,
and claimed that you hacked him.
Right. I noticed that your account was being hacked online, and I was trying to stop it.
Oh,
I
thanks,
was trying
man.
To intervene because North Korea had somehow gotten control of your account the way they did Jean-Jacques and the wings thing.
What was the second tweet?
My nuts don't smell right. How can you tell?
You just knew something was off with them.
Now, did you like put your finger on them and then smell your finger?
I don't know, man. Let's see. They're all being retweeted a bunch, it seems.
Why does it turn out to be your most popular tweets in 2015?
That I do my do the show for my own butt.
So great.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I see you two have recovered from the morning debacle with Troy Aikman.
Yeah,
we had another awkward dismount with Troy. Did you hear about this, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We just can't win.
Nothing made me happier than to be there in person for it and to see the wheels spinning and the panic and Craig's head on the desk and the break of shaking heads. And
you know what I hope? Number one, I hope he does the show with us next year.
He won't.
Don't count on it.
And number two,
we're thinking about, just as a favor to the station, just taking it over.
Well, if he does the show with us next year, which we hope he does, number two, I just want to start with a clean slate. I just want to pretend that this year never happened.
Just didn't happen.
Let's just start anew next year. And hi, Troy, what do you think of the Cowboys? And let's go from there.
Mm-hmm. Or reintroduce yourselves. Right. It was wonderful.
It's the best you can hope for.
I know.
It was a really magical moment.
Hey, Mike, do you know what we found out about your partner? And
what's
I don't
up?
Know if you've really ever known this about him. We found out this morning that his one obsession, the thing that he wants the most, is to go national.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about that
all
this
he's
morning.
Talking about. He wants to take his career national.
I'm so sick of being local.
Corby Davidson.
So old being local.
I know.
And it's really stoked the fire being around all of these national broadcasters.
Right. We should all aspire to that.
I spend my off time and breaks wandering over to national radio outlets and just kind of handing them a card that says my nuts don't smell right.
That's your personal motto.
Right. Just to see what they think of me as a national broadcaster. Yeah, that is that's
so your talents are too big for DFW.
I think so.
Now, how did that manifest itself this morning?
He was just bragging to us off air.
I know
he
speaks often of this.
Yeah.
No, numbnuts over here introduced me as national broadcaster, and then it went from there. Bunch of idiots. Seriously.
You acknowledged on the air that you wanted to go national.
I never did that.
You consider yourself national talent.
No, I just told you.
I support him in this. That's what we all should want.
That's right.
I told you 12 years
or so.
Nothing
wrong with this.
There's only the only ever inkling of me wanting to go national was 12 years ago when I showed up at the Super Bowl and I was on your show and I said, I'm so famous.
Gosh, you remember that?
Remember that line?
Yes.
Yes. He was so overwhelmed with his own fame.
I couldn't even handle my own fame.
You said that after P1's walk away from talking to you.
I know.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
You mutter.
Man, I'm so effing famous.
Well, you do the same thing that I do when we're walking around wireless. When someone's in your way, you get out of the way, radio star. Pardon me, radio star.
That is a funny line. And it was particularly funny when we were just on AM, on like a weaker AM signal.
Right. Now that we're flying high in 7 to 10 states, it's
yes,
a little bit different.
Yeah.
So is
we stream
it
syndicated
all over the
throughout the upper Midwest.
Mm-hmm. When y'all... is this as crowded as you've seen it?
Yes.
Yes, we don't see it like this
okay,
in the morning.
Okay, but the weird part is that, and you guys, I don't know if they open up the NFL experience when you're even on the air, but the weirdest part of this is the fact that the fans can, what are they doing?
Yeah, we don't have that in the morning.
What the hell are they doing?
Well, they're looking like, you know, Joe Theismann's over there or something, so they kind of gawk at former athletes who are making the rounds.
You ever notice that the exact same people show up?
Yes.
I said that to these guys this morning. Every Super Bowl,
he did
it's
not.
Joe.
He's trying to say that he said that in order to sound national like you.
The P1s can verify it because I said it on the air.
Uh-huh.
Joe Theismann, Dick Vermeil, Kurt Warner. Well, of course, I guess he's working for the NFL Network. But, yeah, it's the same sports celebrity
faces.
Did you
say Frank Caliendo?
Frank Caliendo. Mm-hmm. He's on tomorrow morning, by the way, 9:15.
Of course he is. It's the same people.
Yes.
Now, there's one across the way that doesn't show up every year.
Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Holmgren right behind you, Gordo.
He doesn't show up every year.
Who's Mike Holmgren?
He's a famous coach.
He just heard me say that. He just looked right at me when I said it. No, I know who Mike Holmgren is. He's coach of the Packers.
That is the worst shirt a Super Bowl winning coach has ever worn.
He can hear you.
He looks like no, we can't. He looks like he just left a Jimmy Buffett show.
Maybe he did.
He's getting up and coming over here.
Is he the Quaker Oats?
Yeah, that's Wilford Brimley.
Wait, they're different.
Yeah, right.
I thought he rebranded himself Mike Holmgren.
You think that Mike Holmgren has a lot of fun here?
Yeah,
he likes fun and yucks. Do you think if you went and hijacked Mike Holmgren's Twitter feed and put, "I do this show for my own butt"? But he would really appreciate the comedy in that.
Let's see if he's on Twitter.
Oh, look, 67 new notifications for me. Let's see. Let's just gauge and see what they are.
They're all retweets.
Your new brand of tweets.
Yeah, retweeting. I'm not entirely straight. I do the show for my own butt. My nuts don't smell right. Okay, good. 67 times so far in the last 1 minute. 1 minute.
Here, I'm going to retweet those.
I need to retweet them, too. I need to make sure they get out to all of America since you're national.
And notice that my tweet of my Twitter feed just got hijacked by @GordonKeithAhole has not been touched yet. No one has even favorited it, retweeted it, nothing.
No, because they don't believe
they
it.
They want
right,
hijinks.
Right. It was just me in the bathroom tweeting that my nuts don't smell right.
Well, that's where you would find out, I guess.
Yes.
Well,
probably so.
Matt Mosley has his dark glasses on.
What is with that? Is he battling glaucoma?
He has an eye problem. Leave him alone.
What kind of an eye problem?
I don't know. Something that makes him talk slow?
He doesn't like light. That's why he'll never get into heaven.
It's actually 9:24.
Oh, he has 9:24.
What if that? What if he walks in and he sees St. Peter at the pearly gates and it's all lit and white and everything and he puts his shades on and they're like,
yeah,
okay, that's showing a little bit too much of...
too much attitude for heaven.
Yes, it is. Yeah, way too much attitude.
I heard that Matt Mosley can only see thermally. Like, he doesn't see light, he sees heat.
So he's got great night
like
vision.
The, like the Predator?
Like the Predator, yeah.
He's the media version of the Predator. Without all the
Yeah, he'll hear you say arsenal. Something, and then he'll hear it repeated in his head over and over time.
But all he hears in his head is, what is that noise that the Predator used to make?
Yeah.
He works for his neighborhood watch committee as night patrol.
That's right. See, sits out there.
Potential burglars and possum. And
yeah, if you don't want to talk
coyotes.
To Matt Mosley, you stand completely still. He can't. He won't notice you because he can only notice motion and heat.
I'd together. Like to thank Moochie, some guy Mark. Let's see, Jason. Oh, Buford. Buford Cluckers.
What are you doing?
These
Mike
are all
H,
great T1s.
Max T. Adios Mofo. Oh, these are the ones that retweeted. I do this show for my own butt.
That is true.
Yes. The ones that retweeted. My nuts don't smell right. Thank you to Mike H., Dale, Joseph. Yeah, we really appreciate all the help.
Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley found the Boston Marathon bomber, right, Gordon?
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They use night vision.
Yeah, with his night
that's
vision.
Right. They flew him in. He spotted the guy in the boat.
Through the boat.
Uh-huh. Right. Joe Carr Sarnov or whatever.